In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We are living in the Easter season, the great 50 days. And for the past 3 weeks, we have been listening to the stories of the days immediately following Jesus' resurrection, his appearances to his followers. But in today's gospel, for the fourth Sunday of Easter, and this happens every year, the focus shifts a bit to a particular image of Jesus. Jesus as the Good Shepherd. This Sunday in our tradition, the fourth Sunday of Easter, is known as Good Shepherd Sunday. And you probably noticed that this image appeared in the readings, will appear in the prayers and the hymns that we are singing. We prayed the 23rd Psalm together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. We sang, the King of love, my shepherd is. Jesus as the Good Shepherd is a powerful, comforting image. I had this little picture in a little frame next to my bed for many years of a painting, of Jesus as the Good Shepherd, with holding a lamb and with sheep all around him. Some of you probably had something like that too when you were a child. It's a very comforting image. Jesus is the Good Shepherd because he was willing to lay down his life as an act of pure love. Jesus is the Good Shepherd because he gave himself freely to death for all of us sheep. I am the Good Shepherd, he said. I know my own and my own know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Another image that is interwoven in today's readings and throughout the Easter season is abiding in God. Abiding in God's love, and God abiding in us. Jesus could only lay down his life in love because he was in a constant state of abiding in God's love. How do we abide in God? And how do we recognize God abiding in us? The writer of the first letter of John tells us, and this is his commandment, that we should love one another just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. So what does this mean? When we are able to clear away the clutter of our minds and the clutter of our lives, and perceive through our hearts, when we are able to abide in God as the branch abides in the vine, then we also can recognize the risen Christ. Right now, this minute, this hour, this day, God is always with us. The risen Christ is always with us. The Holy Spirit is always with us. But just like those who traveled with Jesus in the flesh and then had trouble recognizing him when he appeared as the risen Christ, it's so easy for us to let life get in the way of this deep knowing, this heart knowing. When we abide in God, in those moments, we are so one with God that we are living in and out of God's love. Abiding in God is a higher state of being. It is being in communion with God at a deep level. And it's not a steady state for any, but maybe a few saints on this earth, if that. For as soon as we let our own agenda, our own ego, our own selfishness take the lead, we stop abiding in God, and then we are open to sin. Most of us abide and fall away, and abide and fall away, abide and fall away, sometimes many times in a single day. And that's because we are human. But abiding in God is our call. Abiding in God is our baptismal identity. And so we continue on in this Easter season, seeking to open our hearts to the work of God in the world around us. Some of you made what might have seemed like the ultimate sacrifice yesterday out of love. You had your picture taken for the pictorial directory. And I know that for some of you, this was a very big sacrifice, because some people hate having their picture taken. And I spent a lot of time on the phone and emailing, encouraging people to see this as an act of sacrifice for the good of the whole. And it worked. Thanks to Terry Bechtel, who organized originally, and thanks to everybody who signed up and came and got their picture taken, we had just the right number. I think we were right at 15. So that we will get a new pictorial directory printed, and everybody will get a new directory. And we were, that wouldn't have happened without some of you making that sacrifice. So it may seem, it's a small example, but it's a good example of acting out of love, letting go of your aversion to having your picture taken for the good of the whole. The Christian wisdom tradition, which is a deep stream throughout the history of Christianity, it is our heart and not our head that is considered the organ of spiritual perception. Our heart is considered the organ of spiritual perception. When we know something with our heart, we know it at a deep level. It is not merely intellectual knowledge, it is much, much deeper. And that is how Jesus' followers recognize him after the resurrection, with their hearts. Did not our hearts burn within us when he walked with us on the way? They couldn't get there with their heads. It was their hearts that recognized him. Another way of understanding this is to say that the divine within them, the Christ within each of them, recognizes the risen Christ. The great spiritual teacher and monk Thomas Merton wrote about this part of each one of us, the part of each human being that is the spark of Christ, the spark of the divine. This is what he said. At the center of our being is a point of nothingness which is untouched by sin and by illusion, a point of pure truth, a point or spark which belongs entirely to God, which is never at our disposal, from which God disposes our lives, which is inaccessible to the fantasies of our own mind or the brutalities of our own will. This little point of nothingness and of absolute poverty is the pure glory of God within us. It is like a pure diamond blazing with the invisible light of heaven. It is in everybody. And if we could see it, we would see these billions of points of light coming together in the face and blaze of a sun that would make all the darkness and cruelty of life vanish completely. He goes on to say, I have no program for this seeing. It is only given. But the gate of heaven is everywhere. From his book, Conjectures of a Guilty Bystander. When we are able to clear away the clutter of our lives, the clutter of our minds, and perceive through our hearts, when we are able to abide in God as the branch abides in the vine, then we also can recognize the risen Christ with us right now, this minute, this hour, this day. God is always with us. The risen Christ is always with us. The Holy Spirit is always with us. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen.